The ad features DOT Secretary Frank Buzilaki and others talking about the completion of the highway interchange project. Buzilaki and Governor Jim Doyle earlier held two news events, first noting that the work was going to be done ahead of schedule, and later announcing that all the lanes and ramps are open. Don Reinbold is director of the DOT's Marquette Interchange team. He says the television ad is needed, too.
These TV ads were put on at a special time of day when people would be watching for this kind of information. The TV spots were put on during the early morning news hour and evening news. That's when people would catch them, and you cover a lot more people at that time than you would, you know, just during the day for a ribbon cutting.
Reinbold says it costs $16,000 to create and air the latest commercial. The DOT also aired ads during earlier phases of the interchange project, part of a $4 million public information effort. The money came from the State Transportation Fund, which includes federal dollars and state gas tax and vehicle registration revenue. Overall, the redo of the Marquette interchange cost about $800 million. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.